I'll tell you this quick story, receive the offering, because God is just here. I feel a sweet flow of the Holy Spirit here today. Preacher going through trouble. He had an expanding, exploding ministry, and with it came all the bills of that expanding, exploding ministry. And he was walking the floor. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't eat. Concerned about meeting those needs. He had prayed, tried to give it to God, but when the bills are laying on your desk, it's a little harder to give it to God when you're looking at them and they're due and you're looking at the bank account and there's not enough money to pay them. But a preacher friend of his called him up and he said, God told me to call you today and to pray for you. What is your greatest need? And of course, he just poured it all out. He just poured out all of these pressures and responsibilities and these things. He said, I'm trying to use my faith. So the other minister told him, have you prayed about it? Yes. Have you trusted God with it? He said, well, I'm doing my best. He said, no, I'm asking you, have you trusted God with it? And he said, if you believe that God's got it and all of these needs are going to be abundantly met and that was off of you right now, what would you do? What would you do? He said, well, I have been working on restoring a 57 Chevrolet. But I haven't driven it yet. He said, I would go get that 57 that I've been working on for 7 months or 8 months, and I would just take off and just drive for the sheer joy of just driving down the road and getting out in the country and just turning on my radio and loving the Lord and driving my 57. He said, if you want to give it to God, let's pray right now and give it to God. And I want you to go out and get in your... See, some people pray, but they never give it to God. They never give it to God. Oh, the peace we often forfeit. Oh, the needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Amen. We think until the answer comes, we have to stay hard at it as if God is not going to respond unless he sees us in a state of just intensity. I believe after we pray, the Bible said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing. Believing. And there's a point in prayer when you have to give it to God. And the moment you do, you need to do something that shows that God's got it and you're not under the burden anymore. Number one, you need to be not stooped over in a burden. You need to stand up in faith. Hallelujah. So he told him, he says, after we pray, I want you to go play today. I don't want you to worry anymore. I don't want you to seek anymore. You see, there's a point where you actually believe God's heard it. So you don't have to quit. You don't have to keep hollering at him. Can you say amen? Come on. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. His eyes are upon the righteous. His ears are open to their cry. I cried unto the Lord, David said. He heard me. And delivered me from all of my fears. All of those worries about what if God don't, what if this happens, what if that, it's all gone. I love the Lord because he heard my voice. I love the Lord because he heard my cry. I love the Lord because he heard my prayer. Inclining his ear. Turning his ear in the Hebrew. Literally bending down and listening when I pray. Well, if you got his heart and you got his eyes and you got his ear, quit hollering at him.